Hello, I'm Alan Seal from Transformational Presence on Substack. Thank you for listening to Coming of Age in a Breaking Open World, Life Outside the Comfort Zone. Coming of Age. In many cultures, it's a name given to the passage from childhood to adulthood. Yet more and more, the older I get, I'm understanding coming of age as a rite of passage from one chapter of my life to another. And there have been many major transitions or changes that I had to grow into, times that stretched my awareness and understanding of who I am, why I'm here, how life works, and what I bring to the world. There were long periods of living outside my comfort zone, breaking open to new possibilities and new responsibilities within myself. Perhaps you can relate. This week, I become 69 years old and enter my 70th year. I didn't have specific expectations of what my life would be at 69, yet I admit I didn't expect yet another coming of age. I didn't expect the whole world would be breaking open. I didn't expect to be doing some of the things I'm doing or some of the ways that I've become involved in my local community. Nor did I expect to become even more passionate about things I care deeply about. However, as I look back over almost seven decades and so many coming-of-age passages, I'm discovering how much of my life I have, in fact, lived outside my comfort zone. The dancer and choreographer Martha Graham once wrote to another choreographer, Agnes DeMille, about, in her words, the queer divine dissatisfaction, the queer divine dissatisfaction within us, and the blessed unrest that keeps us marching and makes us more alive than the others. I love those words. I admit that the unrest within me doesn't always feel so blessed, nor the dissatisfaction so divine. Yet having felt it all my life, why would I expect now to be any different? I'm finally starting to make peace with it, which is a good thing, since I seem to be well into another coming of age, another rite of passage. When I was 15 years old, my family moved from a small Kentucky town in the south of the U.S. to a big Midwestern city, Indianapolis. The number of students in my new high school was more than half the total population of my former small town. It felt like a tectonic shift in my life, my first big coming-of-age experience. And then leaving my family to start my university studies back in Kentucky was the next. And then at 22 years old, I left Kentucky and the Southern culture I had grown up in to begin graduate school in Princeton, New Jersey. Suddenly, more than 1,000 miles separated me from everything I had ever known. It felt like I had moved to another country. The language was the same, yet the customs and social life and ways of doing things seemed very different. Little did I know then that it was a rite of passage into a new life. I would never return to the South to live again. Looking back now, I realize how much of my life I had already spent outside my comfort zone, and that was only the beginning. The summer after finishing graduate school and before starting my first year on the voice faculty of that same well-known conservatory graduate school, I came out as a gay man. And although it was liberating to no longer live in hiding, it was also painful and humiliating when some personal and professional relationships suddenly changed. It was the early 1980s, a different era from now. And with my coming out, it seemed that there were then multiple outside zones of not belonging. In time, I learned to adapt and to find my way. 8 years later, moving to New York City brought another rite of passage, another huge shift in my life. And then another 15 years after that, I made the career transition from teaching opera and theater singers to life coaching, writing, and ultimately teaching and speaking and mentoring leaders and coaches internationally. I loved my life and work, even as the blessed unrest within me made me wonder if I would always live outside the comfort zone. Starting in 2020, the COVID years were, for me, a coming of age deeper in the heart of my being, deeper in the heart of my being than I had ever known before. For many of us, those years brought great challenges and losses, yet also gifts and opportunities that we may not have discovered any other way. The whole world is still sorting out after the after effects of those years. Yet those years laid the foundation for the coming of age passage I am experiencing now. As I enter my 70th year, the world keeps on breaking open. And so do my heart and soul. Feelings and emotions run the gamut from raw and painful to tender and joyful. Daily life can be both liberating and sobering, empowering and humbling. Yet the core of who I am keeps getting stronger and more solid, even as it also becomes more flexible. It bends more easily now, that core. It bends more easily now, so as not to break when harsh winds blow. These are exciting, challenging, and sometimes daunting times, both for me personally and for us collectively. Yet when I give attention to space in my breath, and stillness in my soul, and grounding in my presence, well then what appears to be challenging or even daunting becomes less so. Most of the time, I find my way. And when I don't, well, I learn a lot. In August of 2020, 5 months into the pandemic lockdown, I wrote the original version of a poem I'm going to share with you now. It expressed where I was at that time. And now, having added only a few more lines, it also gives voice to where I am today, to my going on 70 coming of age. So take a deep breath. And then another one. And let the words and the feelings of this poem pour through you. And pay attention to whatever it is they touch inside of you. The title of the poem is, Do I Dare? Do I dare touch the hidden places of the heart? Do I dare sit down in feelings and thoughts that are so tender, so raw, so real? Do I dare linger there longer than is comfortable? Do I dare let anger and love and hope and despair and confusion and clarity and fear and optimism and grief and gratitude, all of these things, cry out within me at the same time? Do I dare meet others in the hidden places of their hearts, even when it's not convenient? Do I dare hold in my heart people I don't know? Places I've never been? Do I dare stand tall and be love? Sometimes quietly, sometimes boldly. Do I dare shine my light with greater intention and purpose than ever before? Do I dare speak my truth even when it is not what others want to hear? Do I dare live all of who I am? Every day, do I dare live all of who I am? Every day? If I'm going to live true, true to the heart of my being, how can I not? So as I enter my 70th year, I'm coming of age yet again in this breaking open world. And I'm making peace with living outside the comfort zone. I'm getting better at accepting the blessed unrest in my soul as the driving force of my life. I'm learning. I'm growing. I'm coming of age again. And for that, I am so grateful. Thank you for listening.